Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the second year in a row.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
Congratulations, Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 After. Thank you very much for hanging around with me and for tuning in. If you just got here, welcome aboard. I'm excited about Melanie Sablehouse being on our show again, ladies and gentlemen. And I asked you, I warned you earlier in the show to make sure you buckle your seatbelts and pull them in tight, because Melanie Sablehouse is in the building, ladies and gentlemen. She is a lady, but she's actually more than that. She's a force and one of the most dynamic and energetic and exciting people I've ever met in my life. And I've met a few folks, and she's deputy administrator of the SBA. One of the things I like about her, though, that makes her really cool, is she knows what it's like to make payroll on Friday. She's just like you and me. Before she took this gig, she was a small business owner, just like you and me. Melanie Sablehouse, welcome back to the show.
Good morning. It's great to be on your show again.
It's good to have you back, as always, and we appreciate it. I've got everybody all buckled up, Melanie, so you can just unleash your energy on us.
I am so glad, because I am getting so excited. Next week is our big week where we are celebrating National Small Business Week. And you know what's exciting, Jim? You're going to be with us, such a fabulous advocate of entrepreneurship, and I appreciate your support, as does Hector Barreto, the administrator. But, you know, it's the first time we've ever done this event outside the Beltway.
It's a road trip.
It is a road trip. You know, it's a dynamic three-day event. It's May 19th through the 21st. And, you know, it's more than just celebrating small business, because obviously we'll have all of our winners from all over the United States. And when you get us all in one room, the synergy is combustible, as you know, from last year, even when Isabel struck.
That's right.
The hurricane, it didn't matter. But it's a great day for all small businesses to not only celebrate, but also what every business wants is more business, and that's why they're coming. They want to learn. They want to get educated. We want to share dynamic ideas so that we can put entrepreneurs on the high road to success and prosperity, and it's going to be a blockbuster.
We're going to have a big time. You know, Melanie, last year, one of my favorite stories is the night before the hurricane, as you alluded to, hit the night before the big women's breakfast the next morning, and when we were the one of the biggest soirees of the whole event, and I had invited, as you guys had asked me, I'd invited a bunch of Washington types to you know, some government folks and some locals to come to the event. And so the night before, when the hurricane was on its way, and the morning of the event, when the hurricane had hit, I had people call me at my hotel and say, "Is it still on? Are we still doing it?" And I said, "Of course we're still doing it. Why?" And they said, "Well, we had a hurricane." I said, "Look, I said, you know, we're small business. We show up."
That's exactly right. If you recall, we all laughed, and again, just demonstrating the spirit of entrepreneurship in America. But we said government closed, the airports were closed, the train stations were closed, but small business was open.
Just a little wind and rain, right?
All of us together, and I'll never, ever forget that opportunity. And when I reflect back and I look at what a wonderful event it was, I hope everyone knows they can go on our website, sba.gov, and go right into our SBA Expo and take a look at what they, and there's still room for them to go online and register, get a good plane fare to Orlando, and join us, because we're going to be talking shop. We're going to be talking, we have a woman's breakfast once again. We'll recognizing the outstanding SBA Women of the Year. We're going to be talking about the economic powerhouse of the 21st century women. By the time we're done, every man in the audience is going to want to be a woman entrepreneur. I guarantee you that. Including you, Jim. Then we move on to something that's very important, and that is getting their fair share of the $250 billion government procurement pie. And we have, going for 2 days, over 100 buyers from the U.S. government and private sector
contractors,
and state and local sitting in front of our entrepreneurs for 15-minute sales calls. You could have 7 to 12 calls. Entrepreneurs have told us on a scale of 1 to 10, business matchmaking is a 15.
It's
one gentleman
folks.
Said, listen,
I tried
to get an appointment with the government procurement officer at Navy for a year and a half. I sat in front of him in 15 minutes. He was able to secure a contract, $300,000,
wow,
in Cleveland, Ohio, to do a fence at a Marine post. So it's happening.
I've seen two of these business matchmaking events. Well, it just blew me away. Seeing the lights. I mean, it's always fun to see the lights come on in small business owners' eyes. I know you've seen it. You're excited about that too. But the level of illumination when these people, and I actually went into the room and watched them at these tables, meeting these people, meeting these contractors, people that they could have, it would have taken them a year if they'd ever gotten in front of these people. And there are hundreds of people. You couldn't stir these people with a stick. They were all over the place. And it's a lot of fun. They have fun. They get some business done, and it's exciting. And they're going to be doing that at the Expo next week and in Orlando, Florida. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Melanie Sablehouse, the Deputy Administrator of the SBA. Don't unbuckle your seatbelts yet. In a state running through his front yard. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm excited about having our good friend Melanie Sablehouse back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. She is Deputy Administrator of the SBA and just an absolute incredible force in that organization and in the small business world in particular. Melanie, the congratulations, by the way. I want to continue to congratulate you guys on your 50th anniversary. This is your 50th anniversary year, and this expo next week is going to sort of culminate the 50th anniversary. And it's just a wonderful organization, the SBA. A lot of good folks. I've just been so fortunate meet so many of you all across, not only in Washington but all across the country.
And you know what? I have to right now give credit to Hector Bredow, the administrator, because I want to tell you something. Under his leadership, I mean, he is an entrepreneur. And what he has done is he has surrounded himself with entrepreneurs like myself, because we want the SBA to be running as an innovative delivery to the entrepreneurs of America. We want to demonstrate results. So what we've been doing with the new SBA over the last almost 3 years is trying to revitalize it, re-energize it, re-motivate it. And, you know, what we're doing is rededicating many of our resources, because you know what the name of the game is? It's jobs and growth. And we want to lead the way. You know, I was an entrepreneur, so when I talk every week, I have the greatest job in government. That's what I tell everyone. I know the opportunities that these entrepreneurs are looking for. I know the risks that they take and the opportunities that they seek and how great it feels to be your own boss and a successful entrepreneur. So we're trying to do the right things. We're listening, coming back, you know, also based on what our president is telling us to do. He's saying, listen, I want you to create an environment that entrepreneurs can flourish, mm-hmm. take risks, and achieve the American dream. He knows that we are the innovators and the job creators. But, you know, most importantly, Jim, your listening audience and small business is the heart and soul of America. Yeah. So, you know, it's been a banner year for us, and we're excited about it.
Well,
it's
economy,
all about the customer.
The economy's picking up, and that's good. Thanks to small business owners, many of the economic pundits are admitting that. They're saying that you know, the reason the economy is growing significantly is because of small business. And Melanie, I want to get back for a minute to the expo, because in addition to the business matchmaking, which is huge, a huge part of this whole event, this whole celebration next week, you are also going to recognize the top 51 small business people in the country, including the District of Columbia. You're going to identify the top four, including the Small Business Owner of the Year. And by the way, in America of the Year. And by the way, folks, for the seventh year consecutive year, next Friday, not this Friday, but next Friday in Orlando, Florida, I will be introducing you to the four Small Business Winners of the Year. And Melanie, it's always fun to get those folks on the air, because they've always got not only an educational story to tell us about how they did how they accomplished what they did, but it's always inspirational.
You know, it is. It just gave me goosebumps when you said we're going to be announcing the top four and then the winner of the year. And what an honor. I mean, it's just, it's fabulous. And to be with those people for 4 days, I mean, all of the state winners, you know, and our great advocates also in all of the districts and regions.
The advocates also, the procurement guys and all those winners. And
yes.
It's about 100. It's actually about 110 or so, I think, aren't there? Altogether.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I think there are over 100 total people who are going to be recognized.
Yes. I mean, in different categories, you know, as far as government contracts, as far as, you know, our disaster assistance and what people have done in you know, difficult times with the flooding that we've had, the fires in California, and there's been so many incredible things that have happened, you know, when you look at small businesses and the support they've given to their communities, which is, you know, really fantastic. But it is. It's going to be a big week. And also, one of the highlights, and I love saying this because we have a mantra at the SBA that said, I got my start with the SBA, Intel, Nike, FedEx, Compact, Quiznos, you know, Callaway Golf, Outback Steak. www.sba.gov. I mean, they got their start. So I want entrepreneurs to know what you don't know. Know that there's three letters that are important to you, and that is SBA. I didn't know as an entrepreneur that the SBA had a partnership with our lending partners to do government-backed loans.
Right.
Jim, I was turned down 6 times for a loan.
Wow.
You know, I didn't know. I don't want that to happen to another entrepreneur. I want you to know that you have a district office in every state of the union. We have our 6,000 lending partners, and we want you to walk into those doors and ask about an SBA guaranteed loan so that you can go ahead and hire someone, invest in your business, which is so important. It launched me when I finally got that loan. It launched me to opening up a Washington, D.C. office. I hired a sales rep, hired a manager, took my revenues to over $10 million. You know what else it did? Gave me the confidence at that point to expand my business. I ended up consolidating, doing a roll-up in 97, and I took my company public. And, you know, it is the American dream.
Yeah.
But I want you to know there are many resources out there to help you along the way.
Well, and don't forget that website, folks, SBA.gov. And also you can find, there in addition to the loan guarantee programs that Melanie mentioned, you can also find out about the small business investment companies. They're identified there as well. Melanie, the other things that are going to be going on next week include a number of educational panels. We're going to be talking about how to grow your business, technology, about dealing with the government, a lot of different panels. There's going to be a big town hall meeting that's going to be on let's see, I guess that's Friday morning.
It is. Town hall meeting is going to be with Secretary Donald Evans from Commerce, along with Administrator Hector Barreto, and an executive from IBM, who is our co-sponsor.
Right.
You know, we are so fortunate. We've got so many wonderful private-public sector sponsorships. It's just as we do with Hewlett-Packard and our business matchmaking. They're also sponsoring our women's breakfast.
Over 400 vendors, I think, are going to be in the exhibit hall, too, by the way. And folks, when
huge
we come back,
expo hall.
When we come back, Melanie is going to be taking a trip in the next few months, and we're going to get her to tell us about where she's going and what she's going to be doing there. You're going to want to stay tuned for this. 10 till. Stay with us. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Folks, we're visiting with Melanie Sablehouse, who's Deputy Administrator of the SBA. Melanie, before we talk about the trip you're going to take, I want to mention one more thing about next week's expo. And by the way, folks, you can find out more about the 2004 SBA Expo at sba.gov or sba.gov/50. Either one of those, you can find out about who's going to be attending, who are going to be the sponsors, what the events are going to be, and all that, the schedule. You can get all that, and you can find out how to register there if you want to go there. So I encourage you to do that. But if you can't go, Melanie, some of it's going to be online, isn't it?
Yes, it will be. So thank goodness. Also, CNN-FN
will
be at the town hall meeting with Secretary Evans, and it will be replayed several times. So stay tuned, because questions will be coming out from the floor on what's on the mind of small businesses.
On the Dolan Show, they're going to be broadcasting there. I've already been talking to Ken about that, and so that's very exciting. Okay, now, Melanie, Frederick Bastiat, the great French economist, 19th century economist, said this one time. He wrote that when goods cross borders, armies don't. And I believe that. I know you believe that. And that's one of the reasons why that you're leading the American delegation and you're going on a trip. Tell us where you're going and what you're going to do.
All right. Let's talk Turkey. All right, Jim? Yeah. Because where I'm going is to Istanbul. And I am leading the U.S. delegation to the OECD conference, which is a conference that will have 87 countries represented. I am
wow.
so honored. And it is really, it's the Organization of Economic Development around the world. And obviously, the point of discussion is, they call it SME, small and medium-sized enterprises. And the great part is I am a keynote speaker. It's being kicked off by a prime minister of Romania, and then we move into breakdown sessions. But
are they ready
I'm proud
for you?
To represent the United States because we're going to talk about what we do. We're going to talk about our
private... Are they ready for you over there? I wonder if I need to call them and say, you guys need to sensitize yourself a little bit. I'm not sure they're ready for you, Melanie.
It's so interesting because in dealing with commerce, as they're preparing me for my trip as the diplomat, they're saying, Melanie, it's going to be very staid. It's very low-key. And I said, we're going to knock this up another notch.
Good luck.
Because that's what entrepreneurs are. We've got the spirit.
You aren't staid when you're asleep, Melanie. How are you going to do this?
I don't know, but I'm going to do my very best. So we're going to be working that ministerial for 3 days, and you know the outcome is that we come back with a plan, and that is an action plan, and how we can help one another
right.
you know, with best practices and implementation of an SBA type organization in
that,
other countries, and we've already begun that.
Is that kind of a goal to export the SBA model around the world?
Exactly.
All right.
And, you know, it's interesting to know that we have 5,000 visitors a year at the SBA from around the world. And, you know, it's a wonderful part, which is a great segue for me because the next conference in Istanbul is going to be the Women's Entrepreneurship Conference.
Wow.
And I am leading a delegation of our
that.
Outstanding leaders.
Think about that. A Women Entrepreneurs Conference
summit.
Summit in an Islamic country.
Exactly.
Think about that.
You know. Just think about it, and I want you to think about the women. Terry Neese will be there, who heads up WIP.
Right.
We also have Marsha Firestone, which is the Young's Women's Organization.
And
we have Susan Berry from WeBank, and we will be leading the way. And we're there not just to give. We're there to learn and listen from Canada and China and Taiwan. You know, it's
going
to be, you know, Great Britain
will
be represented.
When are you going, Melanie?
June 1st through the 8th.
All right.
And Turkey won't be the same.
I can just imagine when the women of the United States leave Turkey. I can just imagine they won't know what hit them.
No, but we're really excited about
well,
it.
I'm and proud
I,
of
again,
you,
I'm very
Melanie,
proud to represent the United States.
I'm proud of you for being the kind of a person, the kind of American, the kind of leader, and the kind of entrepreneur that our government would choose you to lead the delegation. And folks, you know what I've said before, no chopped liver on the Small Business Advocate Show, only the best for my audience, and Melanie Sablehouse is an example of that.
Thank you.
Well, Melanie,
thank you so much.
I got about 20 seconds. Last thoughts before you go.
All right, last thoughts. Getting ready to testify in Congress today, and the subject is the success and the challenges facing women in the 21st century.
Yeah.
And I am hopefully one of the greatest advocates in government. The president says when it comes to entrepreneurship and job creation, it's becoming a woman's world. And we're there to talk about those opportunities and those challenges. But we are starting business, Jim, at twice the rate of men and staying in business longer. I'm just proud to say that women are helping to lead the way to this economic recovery, which has already taken place and will continue to. But we're going to talk about how we can expand and empower more women in the United States. And again, I'll be with my partners. And that's my women in various associations.
Melanie, I got to wrap it up. Thank you for being here. I'll see you next week.
See you next week in Orlando.
Thanks, man. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you next time.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.